Diana Kelly, Global Executive Security Advisor with IBM. She is here to talk about the need for cyber crime fighters. At least Diana, that's the way I'm going to phrase it this morning. But I guess this is a job or a career or a occupation that needs people, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So cyber crime is a very real threat. It's a threat to all of us, unfortunately, to consumers, to corporations, to citizens. And it's actually $500 million illegal business for the cyber criminals. So they're incented because they're being successful with it. And 80% of the attacks are actually from the organized cybercrime gangs. So they're staffing up. They're getting people on their side. So what we really need to do on our side is to get creative about training the next generation of cybersecurity leaders and defenders.
Were we sort of caught off guard in this regard, in this sort of thing? I mean, did we just thought everyone was going to play nice? What happened with that?
No, I don't think it was quite we expected everybody to play nice. It's just that this is a really large problem, and the criminals have been growing at a rapid rate. So we need to staff up our skills and our people very quickly, too. So it's about, you know, seeing a shift and a change in the landscape and needing to respond quickly to be able to be prepared to defend.
So, Diana, how do we respond from an education standpoint?
Yes, thank you. That's a great question. We starting as young as possible, so trying to engage cybersecurity interest very early, even as early as middle school. There are programs like PTECH, Pathways to Technology, where students in high school can actually go through training programs and come out with 2-year degrees that prepare them to help defend in cyber and in technology, encouraging a diverse group of people to stay in the STEM programs, and even, you know, looking at these really creative new-collar approaches to hiring, so promoting skills and aptitude. So it doesn't just have to be students. I mean, students are great. I don't mean just. But really, let's take a look at other professionals that may be in fields that they can't get jobs or they're just ready for a change. There are online certification programs and training that they can get involved in to start to train themselves up in cyber, too. So both for the younger generation and for those of us that may be, you know, older, too.
How much of a law enforcement component is there to it, or is that sort of separate from this?
Well, I mean, that's a really good point. There are times when, because we're talking criminal actions, where law enforcement does need to get engaged either at the local or the federal level. So that's certainly a part of the overall picture in fighting cybercrime.
We're talking this morning with Diana Kelly, Global Executive Security Advisor here. What is happening right now? We hear about the things related a lot of times now in the news, mainly sort of maybe with Russia or something like that. Is there really sort of like these, I don't know, warehouses of people that are just focusing on trying to hack into different computers around the world?
Yeah, I mean, they do have physical offices, some of them. There's also a large virtual space online called the dark web where they gather. They sell each other information. They can sell their hacker as a services, service providers that you can actually hire. They have customer support lines. They even get rated on the dark web about how good they are at their criminal activities so that they can engage new criminal customers to work with them. So, yeah, it really is very much, it's a real business, whether it's in an actual office or a virtual office. It is absolutely a cyber criminal business.
What are some of the current security threats that are out there that you know about that you'll see coming that we haven't had time to think about at this point as far as a regular computer user?
Right. Yeah, it's always hard to predict the future. However, we've seen a very, you know, distinct change in the landscape where we're holding very powerful computing systems in our hands or our phones. we are now bringing these computers into our daily life. There are our screens and our televisions. There are refrigerators. Our lights are smart now. So that creates a different attack surface for the attackers. And that means that us on the defender side as consumers have to be more vigilant. And just a couple of really quick recommendations for the consumer in terms of preparing, one of the best things that you can do is have a really good password plan. Never reuse a password and always, always, always use a strong password. And a strong password means it's not your dog's name, it's not your cat's name or your friend's name, it's not even a word. It's a long 8 to 20 character pseudo-random number with number and letters and uppercase and lowercase and special characters.
Diana, when it comes to cyber criminals, do we know if these are simply people who take a turn for the worse, maybe because they're out to make some money, or, you know, are they doing the right thing, but then they're recruited by people in the criminal world?
As far as criminal goes and what drives a criminal, that's something that, you know, it's an interesting study, but what we've really looked into is what drives the cybersecurity defenders. And people like me and the colleagues that I work with, we have a very strong moral compass in terms of defending and guarding data. So when you're looking at these new caller hires, you know, bringing people into cybersecurity to help to defend, looking at that guardian, you know, the guardians of the data galaxy, that mentality really makes for a great cyber defender.
If people want to find out more about, you know, protecting their own computer, I suppose, and also maybe a career in this, where do they get some good information to start?
Sure. Well, you can go online, look at places like Hacker High and DHS. And IBM, of course, is always looking for the best and the brightest. So IBM.com/jobs.